Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
This is interesting, just receiving this now. I should clarify, this is not a statement from Ashwood City Football Club, rather their owners or current owners, Anaheim Sports Group. They say they have received an offer from Patrick Nolan, MBE, the current chief executive of Ashwood City Football Club, and they are considering their options.
The biggest story in the Premier League of the last couple of weeks is undoubtedly the takeover.
What would it take, do you think, or should there ever be anybody stop taking over the Premier League?
Along with Arsenal, have the longest unbroken record in the English top division.
I think they should be worried because I think that this was seen potentially in this last couple of years as being the period with the new ownership, the investment that's gone in.
If he gets it, you know, if he gets the whole club, then I think I'm done.
No, don't say that. Don't say that. Come
that's
on.
That's it for me. I think, I don't know, I think I'll call it a day, you know. Because I can't take it.
Money
anymore.
Spent on players since 2007. It looks like a large number, 354 million, but the average annual net spend is just £2.6 million.
He doesn't love the club to the point where he's prepared to invest that money and take the club to the next level. He's running that club as a business, and that sounds like a stupid statement, but it's, I think you need to
stop being the, not the laughing stock, that's going too far, but they haven't won a trophy for such a long time. It's a great football club with a brilliant spirit.
The club's a joke. The decisions being made are really poor. He hasn't got a clue what he's doing. Yes, he's got the money, but he's got no football expertise at all.
I had this dream, right, the other night, and it sounds mad, I had this dream. No. I didn't support them anymore, you know? I deleted, like, the apps off my phone for checking the football scores, and I stopped going on Twitter to see what people were saying, and I stopped going to the games, and I was happy. For the first time in my life, I was happy, you know? Spending time with the wife and watching the kids grow, and I think I'm better off at this. I don't need this in my life.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. With a renewed ownership structure and an ambitious transfer policy, Ashwood City enter season 4 of The Offensive.
Hi Jess, it's me. I'm running a little late. I've just cleared out the old kitchen for the renovation. Kitchen fitters on their way, so yeah, I'll be leaving in 10 minutes or so. Ah, here we go. Listen, if this is the marble countertop, it's probably best if you bring it round the... Jesus fucking Christ! Go away! Go away! This is private property! Fuck! Oh, what? They put shit on my doorstep, for fuck's sake. Oh, God, that stinks. Oh, Jesus. Oh, fuck, it's on the floor. Right, okay, don't panic, Patrick. Just... Right.
Putting his shitty shoes out the window.
Fuck off! Fucking hell, they're everywhere.
This aerial view now of the area of Ashwood where Patrick Nolan does reside, and you can just see here this concentration of people protesting that does this man have the right to own their football club outright? Now,
bunch
say what you will about
lunatics. Honestly, can't a man obtain 100% ownership of a football club anymore without being fucking vilified? Honestly.
Hello, sir.
Mac, I'm surrounded. Yeah, I've got hundreds of fans around my house, on my property, in my flower bed. Oh, God, they've just trampled the lavender.
Oh, that will grow back. Sturdy old plant is lavender.
I've trampled on his pansies.
They're not pansies. It's lavender, you fucking moron.
Pet.
Looks nothing like a pansy.
You're a fucking pansy.
Oh, ha ha. Yeah, what a brilliant comeback,
Pet.
Prick.
You need to just relax, son. All right. You need to fucking take it down a notch. This is what fans do. It's all they have, my son. This and laughing at United is all fans like ours can really fucking live for.
Mac, I've got meetings all day. Yeah, I've got a football club to run. I've got sponsors that need reassuring. I've got a mountain of legal paperwork to circumvent these sanctions. This is the worst fucking time for this shit. Oh, no, not the Statue of Germanicus. Fuck. Great. Great, they've just snapped the dick off my Roman statue. That's just great.
Serve you right, you dirty shot. Naked statues, fucking pervert, honestly.
Mac, this
Jesus.
Is a fucking disaster. How is this public?
These things have to be public, pal. That's how the system works. It won't be long until all this is sorted, and you'll be the proud, outright owner of Ashwood City Football Club.
Yeah, if I'm not assassinated by the time the fucking deal goes through. Oh, God, they're pissing in my pond. They're pissing in my fucking pond, Mac.
Will you fucking relax? Fuck me. Fucking pond. Maybe you just need to piss.
They'll probably snap my dick off next, like poor old Germanicus. I mean, look at him. He looks distressed. God, I hope he topples over and crushes a couple of them.
Pal, listen. There's more to life than fucking Greek statues, all right?
Roman, Mac. Roman. Germanicus was the nephew of Tiberius. His firstborn son was Caligula, for God's sake.
Oh, goodness me, I do apologise. I didn't go to private school, Pat, so you'll have to forgive me for not giving a single fuck. You need to focus on the task at hand.
I haven't got any food.
What?
The kitchen. I'm having the kitchen done up and I emptied the fridge and cabinet.
Well, when's it going to get done?
This afternoon.
There you go. Hardly a fucking hunger strike, is
it? How exactly are they going to get in, Mac? There's a fucking riot at my front gate.
Maybe the kitchen truck will run them down. Hey, you never know. Anyway, pal, I've got lots to be getting on with. What with the purchase and what have you.
Mac, what am I supposed to do?
Speak to you shortly.
Mac! Oh, shit. Hey, leave the ducks out of this. They're just visiting that pond.
Protests are continuing. They're growing in number. And increasingly, it's looking like Patrick Nolan will have to resolve the situation in one way or another. Now, whether that be a public statement...
Oh, what I'd give for a fucking drone strike on my driveway right now.
ESG have put out a statement, of course. We know that they have received an offer from Patrick Nolan. We want to know what exactly that means.
Yes, hello?
Hi there, Patrick Nolan.
Speaking.
I'm calling from Ocado, your food delivery.
Yes, right, yeah. Do you want me to buzz you in?
Right, yeah, so I can get through.
Oh, don't mind those lot. Just, just plough on through. I'll meet you at the door.
I don't think that's going to be possible, sir.
Yeah, it will. Yep, yes, it will. Just, please, I'm starving.
Mr. Nolan, is there any way you could come out to the front gate? and collect the food from the van?
Oh, there's a way, sure, yeah. But the only problem is it ends with me being beaten to death. So I'm asking you, for the last time, to drive your stupid fucking van through the stupid fucking crowd. Eh? This is what the £10 delivery surcharge is for, isn't it? Get a fucking move on.
I can't do that, Mr. Nolan.
Fuck's sake.
Have you considered maybe allowing a different buyer to take on the 55% ownership of the club?
Excuse me?
It may appease the fan base, but also it allows for a new injection of money that could provide a better platform for growth. Oh, and also, we didn't have whole grain pita bread, so it's just going to be white pita bread.
Yeah, that's fine.
Lovely, so you're not going to buy the club?
What? No, I meant the pita bread. Believe it or not, the advice from a supermarket delivery driver didn't dissuade me from purchasing 55% of Ashwood City. Just get out of your van, yeah? Can you see my lounge window? Over here.
Yeah, we can see it.
Okay, now I need you to grab the white pita bread.
Yeah, got it.
Now, I need you to throw it to me here and I'll catch it.
It's too far.
It's not too far. Come on. Just make sure you get it to me because I can't go outside to pick it up. Yeah, do you understand?
Can I practice first?
Yeah, sure. Whoa, hey, what are you doing?
I was going to practice with this. You said it was all right to practice.
That's a jar of mayonnaise, you plank. You'll smash the window, or worse, my face.
God, what else have I got? I've got some hobnobs here. They're not yours, so I can't really throw them.
Just throw the fucking pitter, come on!
All right. Oh, God. Here we go, then. Ah, that weren't no good.
Fuck, it's gone in the pond.
The ducks are eating it.
Fuck off, you little cunts. That's mine. How have they even got through the plastic wrapping?
Mr. Nolan, I've got other deliveries to make. I'll tell you what, I'll come back round this evening.
No, please,
yeah,
please,
I'll come
please,
back
please.
Round this evening and hopefully this all would have calmed down, maybe. All right?
Please,
apologies,
please.
Sir.
Don't
apologies.
Go. No.
Bye-bye.
God. Oh, I've got it. Yes, Nolan, you eaten, educated genius, you.
Hello, you. I don't even know this part, but there's about 1,500 fans outside your house.
Oh, is there? Oh, yeah, no, that explains the chanting, the shit on my doorstep, the rocks thrown at my house, the defacing of my property, the destruction of my flowerbeds, and the fact that I've barricaded myself in my own home.
Ah, so you do know.
Woody, grab some food, get in your car and go to the street behind my house. Yeah, you know the one where my back gate walkway comes out on?
Aye, I know it.
So come up there and go right along the back hedge and you'll get to the east wing.
East wing? Fuck me, is this Downton fucking Abbey or something?
There's a ground floor window next to the Rose Garden. That is one of the downstairs bathrooms. Climb through it.
Just eat your own food, man, for fuck's sake.
I don't have any.
Why not? You've got a fucking east wing, but you don't have any food. And don't you dare blame the cost of living crisis.
It's not that. I'm getting a new kitchen, so I emptied the fridge and the freezer.
Well, then just eat this stuff from your cupboards, you know, fucking tins and that.
I don't have any. It's all been gutted for this refurbishment, for fuck's sake. What do you think this is? Some sort of challenge? Do you think I enjoy watching my colleagues climb into my house with Waitrose bags?
Waitrose?
Yes, Waitrose.
I'm not going to fucking Waitrose, pal. Come on.
Fine, whatever. Just please, Woody, I am starving.
Right. Be there in a tick.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Right, where are you? I can't see you. God, I'm fucking thirsty.
Just drink some fucking water.
The water is shut off in the kitchen.
Why?
It's getting refurbished. How many fucking times do I have to tell you? God, I'm gonna have to drink water from the bathroom tap.
Oh God, that is a new low.
Why can't I see you? I can see my whole back garden.
Because I'm being fucking stealthy. Now fuck off.
Right, remember the window by the roses.
I know what I'm fucking doing, pal.
Have you come through the gate?
Hey, I'm just hopping over the hedge.
You don't need
to... Shut up. This is a fucking covert operation. Okay, window open.
Yes, Woody, yes, well done. Oh, can you take your shoes off, please?
How about you fuck off and let me climb in? I'm in. Fuck. That was not easy, let me tell you.
All right, I'll come down and meet you.
You've changed the bathroom a wee bit, haven't you?
No, not really.
Ah, must be thinking of one of your other bathrooms, probably on the west wing.
Shut up. Right, I'm here. You can hang up. Now.
What?
Are you wearing your invisibility cloak?
What are you on about?
Woody, I'm in the downstairs bathroom.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Right, but
so am I. I'm on the pink bath mat next to the disability red rope thingy.
Woody, you're in the wrong fucking house.
No, I'm not. Come on.
I don't have the disabled red rope thingy, do I?
Do you not?
Fuck your next door. You've just broken into my neighbour's house.
Oh, shit, I think someone's coming.
Woody. Oh, shit, this is a nightmare. I am having a nightmare. Wake up, Nolan, for God's sake, man. Fucking night nurse. Never again. Never fucking again. Hello, Jess.
Where are you? The meeting has started, you fucking twat.
Well, I'm being besieged. This is like Mariupol. The Russians are at the gates, Jess.
Okay, so are you coming to the meeting or not?
Sorry, did I not make myself clear? My house is under siege from our demented fan base. I've run out of food supplies. I have to drink water from the bathroom tap, Jess. The bathroom tap.
Oh my God, you're trending on Twitter.
Yeah, so I fucking should be. Get the word out there on Twitter, yeah? Bring pro-Nolan forces to my property. Tell them I need to be liberated.
Pro-Nolan forces. You are aware that that's just Colin and sometimes Woody.
Woody is MIA.
Fuck's sake, why?
Yeah, behind enemy lines. Unable to make contact.
Patrick, where is Woody?
He broke into an elderly disabled neighbour's house. But more importantly, I need a way to get food. Yeah, I'm thinking helicopter dropping something onto the roof, like a care package.
Wait, go back. Woody did what?
Yeah, no time to dwell.
Oh, but there's time to orchestrate a relief package flown in via fucking helicopter.
A drone won't work. I require too much food. I'm really hungry. Plus, I want bottled water, ideally.
I'm going.
No, don't go.
Patrick, I've got the sponsors here. I've got to tell them that you're not going to ruin their investment by flushing this club down the bog. But don't worry, I'll just let them know that our sporting director is breaking and entering into vulnerable people's homes, and our chief executive is drinking toilet water.
I'm not drinking toilet water, I'm drinking water from the bathroom tap. I'm not a fucking dog, Jess.
Bye, Patrick.
Yeah, good luck with the meeting. Oh, God, what the fuck is that? Oh, fuck, they're trying to drive me insane. You'll never break me, you bastards!
I'm not claiming to be heaven sent, but every couple of years I switch on my telly. I sit and watch it all with Marco.
Oh, I can't do this anymore. Enough, please.
My heart breaks because they're covered in flies.
Hiya, pal, you know.
Woody, what's happened? Have you been arrested? Are you okay?
Hey, just finishing up and I'll be downed.
Finishing up what?
Just having a wee cup of tea with Mabel.
Oh, fuck Mabel. Get over here. I'm wasting away. The kitchen fitters can't get through. They've cancelled. It's all lost, mate. It's all lost.
Isn't it lost when you withdraw your bid for the club?
Oh, yeah. But for now, the refurbishment is lost.
Right. Devastating. Look, I'll be over in a sec, all right? And I'm going to ask them to turn off a Gulf of Africa. It's fucking dreadful, isn't it?
Woody, there's more of them. They're surrounding the place.
What was that?
I think that was the penis of Germanicus. What monsters.
The what of who?
I don't think you'll make it over. Anti-Nolan forces have surrounded the southeast perimeter.
Right, okay, pal. I think you need to go for a wee nap or something.
Oh, what, so they can come stab me in my fucking sleep?
Jesus, God, just fucking relax.
It's easy for you to say. You're necking some Earl Grey with Mabel.
They're not going away anytime soon, all right? Not unless we announce fucking Erling Haaland signing for us and Laura Woods is going to blow him a kiss. So just have a nap and I'll find a way to get some food to you, all right?
Wait. Erling Haaland, that's it.
What's what?
Woody, message every hack journalist you know, every Sky Sports bellend, every fucking Twitter transfer twat, and tell them we're getting Rudiger and who else is realistic?
Rudiger is realistic.
All right, not realistic, but semi-believable.
Dybala's leaving Juve.
Yep, him. We're getting him and
Get Chilwell. That'll solve the left-back conundrum, won't it?
We're not actually getting them, Woody.
Oh, right, yeah, sorry.
Rudiger, Chilwell, Dybala. Yeah, get a bunch of others on there. I'm gonna call into local radio and speak about my plans.
Mabel, gonna need another cup of this, all right? Make it strong.
This project you talk about, is it feasible? Plenty of owners can talk the talk, but what the fans want to know is, can you walk the walk? Can they rely on you to grow the club?
Look, I'm a grower, not a shower.
Yeah, I don't do this very often. I mean, have I ever called into a radio show before and talked about my grand plans? Eh? This is the new Patrick. I mean, what you've got to realise is, you know, being with ASG, being under their dominion was, well, it was rather like the UK being in the EU. We were restricted by the Brussels bureaucrats who didn't understand how Britain needs to be run. The Americans are the same. They don't understand the sport. They don't. But I do. And it's time to trust Patrick Nolan to back the Brit. Yeah? To support the club as we restore our greatness and achieve our potential. Free from the shackles of corporate leadership, with a real football man leading a real football club. I tell it how it is. Yeah, the supporters know that. I speak truth to power. I take on the elites whilst they sit in their mansions and their snooty townhouses.
Paul, I'm here. I'm in the East Wing.
It's time we brought football back to the people. And I, Patrick Nolan, am the man to deliver us from the clutches of corporate America to the heart of this community.
Patrick, that was incredible. We're going to take a quick break. I'm getting lots of messages coming in. I think you struck a chord. Thanks so much again, Patrick Nolan. An absolute pleasure.
Oh, the pleasure's all mine.
Looks like they're leaving. The man of the people has spoken.
Fucking idiots. How many times are they going to fall for that speech?
Well, you done that one before, have you?
No, but everyone they voted for has. At least twice.
Where are you going?
I'm going to go glue Germanicus' cock back on. Coming?
Nah, I'm all right, thanks. Pal?
Yeah?
When I was calling around those journals, they asked me if we could give him Luna stuff again.
Luna stuff?
His racist jibe.
Oh.
They asked if we wanted to get anything else off our chest. Did it come from us?
Did what?
Did the club leak it?
Whoa, good point, Woody. Wow, yeah, no, that's not on at all, is it?
Well, I don't know who else would know. His family aren't going to leak it, are they?
Do you know, I'll launch an inquiry. Yeah, we are going to get to the bottom of it, mate.
Good thinking, pal. You go glue your mate's cock back on. I'll go make us some dinner.
You're a good man, Woodle.
You too. Kinda.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. The club shop is open and sells everything from home, away and third kits, as well as mugs, caps, beanies and much more. Don't forget, you can gain access to exclusive domestic cup episodes, behind-the-scenes content and additional material from The Offensive podcast by subscribing to the Ashwood City Patreon.
The Offensive. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously,
man. Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Anna Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more. And join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Civ is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.